Wrapped up their series with the Nationals today.
But Luke has the stocks.
Mostly clear tonight with a low around 67 degrees. We'll have the complete forecast after this news.
Fugitive lawyer Eric Kahn is facing jail time. The former Eastern Kentucky disability attorney was absent from his sentencing hearing Friday when a federal judge announced he will receive 12 years in prison following his capture. The judge says it's the longest sentence allowed by law. Scott White is Kahn's attorney. He tells WKYT he's begged Kahn to turn himself in.
He's going to be living the rest of his life looking over his shoulder. He's never going to be able to be a father in any real way. That could have all been avoided had he just done his time.
White says he filed a motion to delay the sentencing on account of his client's absence. Kahn is wanted by the FBI for defrauding the federal government of over $550 million. He sparked a nationwide manhunt after absconding from house arrest June 2nd. Investigators believe he successfully fled overseas.
Law enforcement officials revealed further details on the search for Eric Kahn during Friday's sentencing hearing. Prosecutors stated that the missing attorney was captured once on security camera footage at a convenience store in East Central New Mexico, then again at a Walmart less than 35 miles from Mexico. They say a truck registered by a co-conspirator to one of Kahn's dummy companies was found abandoned near the border. Kahn has also apparently been directly taunting investigators via fax, saying at one point that the game is afoot. Attorney Ned Pillersdorf, who represents a number of Kahn's former clients, tells WKYT that his actions are reckless.
He's going to be living the rest of his life looking over his shoulder.
Eric Kahn never gave a damn about these people, and it's not a game to them. It's real people having real struggles and having a really rough time. It may be a game to him, and he may think it's funny, but it's very real to the folks here in Appalachia.
Pillersdorf says it will take years for all of his clients to receive their redetermination hearings from the Social Security Administration.
A hearing for a former Eastern Kentucky JROTC instructor accused of rape has been pushed back. With more, here's MSPR's Sean Delaney.
According to the Ashland Daily Independent, 46-year-old Howard Faber was arrested last year on charges of rape and prohibited use of an electronic device to solicit a minor. Faber worked as a junior ROTC instructor in the Boyd County school system. Deputies say they seized Faber's phone in June of 2016. There they found explicit text messages to a 16-year-old that appeared to suggest that the two had engaged in sexual acts. Faber was originally scheduled to appear in court Friday. That hearing has been pushed back to August. For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Sean Delaney.
A Floyd County couple are behind bars after police say they whipped a child with a piece of wood. Law enforcement officials say 33-year-old Sarah Marcillet and 35-year-old Justin Hughes allegedly pinned a 7-year-old girl to the ground while beating her with the arm of a chair. The child suffered severe bruising to her rear. Chris Nelson lives next to the couple. She spoke with WSAZ.
If I knew that they were being beat on, I would have called the law myself, because I knew them for about 2 years, and I had no idea.
Both Hughes and Marcellet are charged with criminal abuse of a child under 12. They are housed in the Floyd County Detention Center.
Thursday marks the grand opening of a Pikeville business which plans to offer breast milk to vulnerable newborns in the Appalachian region. The Naturally You Milk Depot opens its doors to the public at 10 a.m. in collaboration with the Pikeville Medical Center and the Indianapolis-based nonprofit The Milk Bank. Bridget Tackett, who co-owns Naturally You, says her goal is to provide aid to parents dealing with premature births.
Where their infants have been born so early, a lot of parents have issues with getting it in. We are hoping that having the Milk Depot here in Eastern Kentucky can help with many of the preemies that are being born with boosting their immune systems.
Tackett says she plans to service parts of West Virginia, Virginia, Tennessee, and Kentucky east of I-75. Naturally You is Kentucky's fourth milk depot, alongside others in Louisville, Middletown, and Campbellsville.
Kentucky's sole Democratic congressman and the state's GOP governor are offering different opinions on how health care should be handled. Representative John Yarmuth and Governor Matt Bevin spoke with WAHAS about the Senate's decision to work through the August recess to perfect their health care plan. Yarmuth says the American people can see through the Senate's plan to replace the Affordable Care Act. He claims the country has enough money to give everyone affordable coverage options.
We're a wealthy enough country that we can take the money that we're paying right now for our employees and we can put it into a Medicare concept and give everybody quality coverage.
Bevin has another word for that.
Yeah, also known as socialism. No, bad idea. And it's great that we get people on who want to continue to give it away free to everybody. Who doesn't? I'd love everybody to have a little pony and some unicorns.
Bevin maintains the ACA has failed Kentucky, saying someone is going to have to foot the bill the ACA has left.
Kentucky's Republican governor has signed an order to close a $152.2 million hole in the state's budget. The fiscal year ended June 30th. State officials collected $138.5 million less in taxes than they had projected. A few other things raised the shortfall to $152.2 million, including a budget veto. Kentucky's Constitution requires the state to have a balanced budget. Friday, Governor Matt Bevin signed an order that cut spending across most state agencies and transferred excess money from various restricted accounts. The order did not dip into the state's reserves. Bevin said the shortfall highlights the need for lawmakers to overhaul the state's tax code and public pension systems. Bevin has said he will call a special session of the state legislature to address those two issues later this year.
A new study predicts that the effects of climate change will amplify economic inequality in the United States. The Ohio News Connection's Veronica Carter has more.
Ohio and the rest of the country could see some benefits as climate change forces people and assets to move away from the nation's hottest regions into more temperate areas. But scientists project economic inequality will increase as the planet warms. Rutgers University professor Robert Kopp, co-author of a new study published in the journal Science, says if efforts to reduce climate pollution aren't successful, the poorest third of U.S. counties could lose up to 20% of their income.
And those places that in the United States that are already warm tend to be the places that are poorest. So climate change is going to act as an amplifier of inequality in this country.
Scientists from Rutgers, the University of California, Berkeley, and University of Chicago tapped data from 116 climate projections to calculate real-world costs and benefits. They looked at how agriculture, energy demand, and other indicators would be affected by higher temperatures, changing rainfall, and rising seas. Their conclusion, if the U.S. continues on its current path, the nation could see the largest transfer of wealth from the poor to the rich in its history. I'm Veronica Carter reporting.
A solar co-op in West Virginia is helping farmers cut their energy costs. The agricultural co-op program run by West Virginia Sun helps line up grants and tax credits that cut the cost of solar installation in half. The nonprofit organization also provides loans to cover the rest of the cost. Spokeswoman Autumn Long says farms often have high power bills, and the cost of installing solar has fallen so much it now makes a lot of sense for farmers.
If you're paying $1,000 a month in electricity, then even investing in a substantial-sized solar system, it's really going to help offset your overall production costs.
Long says West Virginia Sun has helped about a half dozen farmers get solar systems, and rural small businesses can also qualify for the grants and tax breaks. Long adds the group also runs local cooperatives that homeowners can use to get a 20% discount on home solar arrays.
The Ashland Community and Technical College is getting nearly $174,000 from Kentucky Power to continue an education program in the Lawrence County school system. Allison Barker is the company's spokeswoman.
3 years ago, Ashland Community and Technical College, in collaboration with Lawrence County Schools, was selected to receive an American Electric Power Foundation grant totaling $815,000. And that was a five-year grant, so the money was awarded to the school over a five-year period. And this is the third year of the grant.
ACTC has been working with Lawrence County Schools to expand educational opportunities in science, technology, engineering, and math, also known as STEM courses. According to Barker, nearly 2,500 students stand to benefit from the AEP Foundation Credits Count Grant.
Morehead and Rowan County are getting ready for next year's final phase of the SOAR Initiative's Kentucky Wired effort. Local officials hope by sometime in late 2018, the so-called final mile of the project in the area will be finished. Mayor Jim Tom Trent says the city and county are talking about working together to purchase additional black fiber cable to help ensure that any resident or business who wants or needs high-speed internet service can access it.
We're going to have a community education night sometime. We'd like to do it in the fall, but it's going to take some time to get this done. So either late fall or early spring, we're going to have a forum and talk about this and let people know what's out there and some options and what the public knows. We may even send out a survey depending on where we reach this.
Trent says Kentucky currently ranks in the bottom five U.S. states in terms of high-speed internet service. He notes once the Kentucky Wired project is finished, the Commonwealth will be among the top five states.
Residents of Knapp Avenue in Moorhead are voicing their concerns that street-side parking is making the already thin road potentially dangerous. Jim Perry, who lives on the street, is proposing a reduction or complete elimination of parking availability on the road itself.
It has to be considered from a safety issue. I don't want to think that I'm sitting at my house waiting for an ambulance and it's an extra 10 minutes while I'm having my heart attack because they had to back up and go around, or if my house is on fire. I'm not even sure you could get a fire truck through there if you just had parking on one side.
Perry spoke to city council members during their last regularly held meeting. The council readily agreed with Perry and have begun drafting an ordinance for introduction next month.
Delayed by several months, the Moorhead Police Department plans to initiate its community policing program soon. According to Captain Kyle Callahan, Lieutenant Matt Sally is heading up the project, and his agency believes it's important to get it up and running by sometime in September.
Just due to the fact that we can also get some input on traffic situations as far as public schools or any traffic situations that the Moorhead State University may cause, and maybe we can help ease some of those problems and maybe be able to work on other things that we may not normally be able to do over the summer.
Callahan says manpower shortages, various downtown festivals, and other initiatives have prevented the Moorhead Police Department from getting started with its community policing program until now.
Dr. Jay Morgan would like to work closely with the city of Moorhead during his tenure as president of Moorhead State University. Morgan spoke to Moorhead City Council during its last meeting, saying the community has given him a gracious welcome.
But anyway, the community has been wonderful, the university has been wonderful, and today was one of my first days to get out in the region a little bit, go talk to an off-campus group down in Pikeville. So wonderful introduction.
Morgan told the council that he is currently working on a 30-day push to increase enrollment at MSU before the fall semester begins.
And finally today, 2018 will mark the 50th anniversary of the inception of the Rowan County Public Library. Director Helen Williams says back in 1968, the county fiscal court voted to approve a public library district following a petition drive that collected hundreds of names in support of the issue, and her facility will spend the next year commemorating that special event.
We want to celebrate all year long for the library and its big 50 years. So we will start probably in January and plan something every month, sometimes something big, sometimes something small. But there will be a committee working on that, and I'm not sure what all will occur, but there's a lot of history to cover.
2018 will also be special for Williams, who will retire as Rowan County's Rowan Library's executive director at the end of June after nearly 19 years of service.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the MSPR listening region, including the counties of Bath, Carter, and Rowan. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 67 degrees. On Tuesday, sunny, highs around 91. Tuesday night, mostly clear skies and lows around 69 degrees. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs around 89. Wednesday night, partly cloudy skies with lows near 70. And on Thursday, a few passing clouds and highs near 92. Thursday night, partly cloudy and lows near 73 degrees. In Ashland right now, it's 88 degrees, in Flemingsburg, 87, Inez, 88, Winchester, 87, Lexington, 87, and here in Moorhead, it's 89 degrees.
The time is 4:45. You're listening to Mountain Edition here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm Arlo Barnett here with Jacob Lindberg, and we're glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. On our feature segment, Rowan County Middle School has earned a prestigious award. With more, here's Sean Delaney.
Our middle school back in the spring was notified and awarded that opportunity to get that honor.
That's Rowan County Middle School Superintendent Marvin Moore. Rowan County Middle School is a 2017 school to watch in the eyes of the National Accelerate Middle Grades Forum. He says in all, the list was made up of over 50 schools from all around the nation.
When you've only got three middle schools in the whole state of Kentucky that's receiving this honor, and to be one of those three, that the middle school staff, teachers, all the people that work at the middle school, the administration, I'm sure, and I know we're very proud of them, we, the board.
Other Kentucky schools include Union County Middle School and Girard County Middle School. Moore says in order to become a school to watch, educational facilities must demonstrate academic excellence, developmental responsiveness, and social equity.
They come in and they do a complete evaluation. They send a committee in to your school, and they kind of check everything out and make sure you're doing what you say you're doing. Then they decide, the committee decides if you get that honor.
The forum liked what they saw in RCMS. Principal Jay Paluta and other school officials were invited to the nation's capital to meet with Kentucky Congressman Hal Rogers and receive the award. Moore says the prize is an honor for the county as a whole.
And we want to give them all the accolades that we can and celebrate their successes because it's well deserved.
The National Accelerate Middle Grades Forum was formed in 1999. They are a group of educators, researchers, national associations, and officers of professional organizations and foundations committed to promoting the academic performance and development of young students. Other schools in the region have received the honor in previous years. Boyd Middle School was awarded in 2007, 2010, 2013, and 2016. West Carter Middle School likewise received the prize in 2010 and 2016. In Rowan County, I'm Sean Delaney reporting for Morehead State Public Radio News.
It's 4:48. You're still listening to Mountain Edition, and it's a Monday afternoon here in Morehead, Kentucky. We have a check of sports in 30 seconds.
From the Bakery on Main, next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Morehead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream, and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
Good afternoon with Morehead State Public Radio Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Cincinnati Reds wrapped up their series with Washington at Great American Ballpark today. The Reds lost again, this time falling 6-1, with the lone run coming off the bat of Eugenio Suarez, who homered in the second inning. The Reds ended up getting swept in the four-game set with the Nats, being outscored 35-12 in the four games. Manager Brian Price says that's not what he'd hoped to see from his club in their first series after the All-Star break.
And everyone goes, hey, well, you know, it's Washington, you know, they're top of their division. It doesn't matter. You know, we've played good clubs and we've won games. And it's these games, you know, it's not that they've been non-competitive. Today was, you know, it was, there was a good effort. It just wasn't a good result. But, you know, that you can't give up 14 runs. You can't give up 10 runs. You're not going to win those games. And, you know, we've got to get to the point where we're not talking about 10 and 14 run games as often as we have so far this year.
The Reds will open up a home series with Arizona tomorrow. Morehead State baseball coach Mike McGuire says he and his assistants have targeted goals as they do some summer recruiting. McGuire says they are looking ahead to the 2018 and 19 classes, and while his team is always looking to add quality arms to the pitching staff, the coaches are also focused on finding MSU some infield help.
This 2018 class, you know, Braxton Morris, the senior, Eli Bogus, the senior, you know, those are two guys that you know, we're going to have to replace, and then also, you know, Reed Leonard's draft eligible, and you know, we'll get some looks as well, and so we got to kind of have a plan B if we were to lose him to the draft.
McGuire and his assistants have been hitting the road in recent weeks, watching various amateur tournaments around the country. According to Morehead State football coach Rob Tenier, everything is in place for the Eagles to hit the ground running when they start preseason camp in early August. Tenure says that's because his team got a lot of key things done in spring practice.
Following spring, we're able to evaluate what we installed, what we feel worked, and then you take a look at, you know, basically what your personnel is after spring and who won some jobs, who's going to be your backup, you know, what their roles are, and then you put your plan together, you know, based off of personnel.
The biggest question for the Eagles going into preseason practice remains who will be the number one quarterback in 2017. Senior Jack Sherry and junior Lawson Page are the top contenders for the role. Kentucky football coach Mark Stoops is excited about getting the Wildcats started on their 2017 season. Stoops says with UK winning 5 of its last 7 regular season games in 2016, things are on the uptick for the Big Blue program.
To build on that positive momentum, to go to the Tax Slayer Bowl, to have those extra practices meant a great deal to our program. Our players have worked extremely hard to get to that point, and it was really nice to finish with that momentum.
That was Stoops at last week's SEC Football Media Days. The Wildcats start preseason practices in just a few weeks. The Louisville football team has high expectations for the upcoming season. With last season's Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson returning for his junior season, the Cards are ranked in the top 25 in the AP preseason polls. Jackson says he's expecting to have an even more successful junior campaign.
Start off with, you know, giving my all. You know, we start with Purdue, and each and every game we're going to go out there and try to get a victory. You know, I'm trying to win more games than last year, and the biggest goal is the national championship.
The Cards get the 2017 season underway on September the 2nd when they host Purdue at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. Dallas Cowboy running back Ezekiel Elliott was involved in a late-night incident at a Dallas bar on Sunday. According to the Dallas Police Department, officers were dispatched to the bar around 9:40 p.m. A 30-year-old man said he was physically assaulted but could not identify who assaulted him. The NFL is investigating Elliott's involvement in the case. Elliott is already under NFL investigation stemming from a domestic violence accusation against him in 2016. Morehead State women's basketball coach Greg Todd has made an addition to his staff. MSPR's Chuck Mirage reports.
Todd has hired former Hillsdale College of Michigan head coach Todd Mittmesser as an assistant. Mittmesser spent 2 years leading the Division II Chargers, guiding them to their second winning season in 5 years during the 2016-17 campaign. The native of Berea, Kentucky, has been a Division I assistant before, working at Evansville, Toledo, and Stony Brook, afterwards taking over at Hillsdale. Mittmesser replaces Jim Brown on the MSU staff. Brown recently retired after 3 seasons with the Eagles. Reporting for MSPR Sports, I'm Chuck Mraz.
With the annual Kentucky basketball alumni game scheduled for this fall, fans may get a chance to see what's been a debate for a long time. Could a team of former Kentucky players beat an NBA super team? On Kentucky Sports Radio today, Kentucky Deputy Athletic Director Dwayne Peavy said UK is in the process of scheduling that game.
Everybody talks about this all-Kentucky basketball team. That's all we've been hearing about. I'm getting Google alerts all day about what does an all-Kentucky basketball team look like? I'd like to do that and invite one of these so-called NBA super teams to play against us, whether it's the Warriors, the Rockets, you know, all these people that are putting all these teams together. Come play us, an all-Kentucky team at Rupp Arena on August 25th for charity. Let's do it.
Peavy says he is in talks with Kevin Durant and James Harden to bring either the Golden State Warriors or Houston Rockets to Lexington for the charity game. And finally, in sports, a couple of college basketball recruiting notes. Indiana landed a commitment from 4-star forward Jerome Hunter this afternoon. The 6'6 forward picked the Hoosiers over Ohio State, Michigan, Purdue, and Xavier. And 5-star forward Reggie Perry has committed to Mississippi State. Perry decommitted from Arkansas earlier this month, citing his father's health as a main reason why. The 6'9 Perry is ranked as the 14th best player in the 2018 class, according to Scout.com. That's it for sports. For Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Tickets are now available for Morehead State fall sports, including football, soccer, and volleyball. Home games begin August 13th for soccer and August 25th for volleyball. Football begins their season by hosting Kentucky Christian at 6 p.m. on Thursday, August 31st. More information from MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for MSU Public Radio. U.S. equities fluctuated on Monday around the flat line as investors geared up for a slew of earnings reports later this week. And the Dow at the close finished with a small loss of 8.02 at 21,629.72. The S&P 500 was down 0.13 to finish at 2459.14. The NASDAQ Composite was up 1.97, finishing at 6314.43. And the broader market was stronger than the major averages, as New York Stock Exchange breadth was roughly 4-3 in favor of winning stocks over losers. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Microsoft, Qualcomm, and eBay are just a few of the companies scheduled to release quarterly results this week. Asset manager BlackRock posted quarterly results earlier today that missed on both revenue and profit, and the stock was punished as BlackRock stock finished down just over 3% in today's trading. Overall, earnings are expected to grow by 6.2% this quarter, according to S&P Capital, and earnings in the first quarter rose by approximately 15%. In Europe, markets were mixed, with the Financial Times Index up 0.3%. Germany's DAX was down 0.3%, while in Asia, markets were mostly higher, with the Hang Seng up 0.3%, and South Korea's Kospi up about 0.4%. Shanghai was the exception, as the Shanghai Composite was down 1.4%, this after China itself reported stronger than expected GDP growth. In the oil markets, oil did drop today 1.14%, finishing at $46.01 a barrel. Gold was up 0.5% to finish at $1,233.10 an ounce. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Microsoft and Home Depot. The worst performers were J.P. Morgan and IBM. In the S&P 500, your best performers were Freeport-McMoRan and Macy's, and the worst performers were Crown Castle and BlackRock. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 3 cents at $65.64, AEP up 41 cents at $68.58, CSX was down 46 cents at $54.62, AK Steel unchanged at $6.50, Marathon Petroleum up 50 cents at $54.31, and Kroger was down 15 cents to finish at $22.86. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Morehead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education collaboration and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Morehead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at moreheadstate.edu/innovation.
Taking a look at your weather forecast for the MSPR listening area, including the counties of Bath, Carter, and Rowan. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 67 degrees. On Tuesday, sunny with highs near 91. On Tuesday night, mostly clear skies and lows near 69 degrees. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and highs near 89. Wednesday night, partly cloudy skies with lows near 70 degrees. On Thursday, a few passing clouds with highs near 92. Thursday night, partly cloudy and lows near 73. And on Friday, partly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with highs near 94 degrees. And on Friday night, a few clouds from time to time and lows near 73. In Ashland right now, it's 88 degrees. In Flemingsburg, it's 87. Inez, 88. Winchester, 87. Lexington, 87. And here in Morehead, on the campus of Morehead State University, it's 89 degrees.
And that'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Leanne Akers, Ellen Barnett, Braxton Howard, and with our feature, Sean Delaney. From the Ohio News Connection, Veronica Carter. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Jacob Lindberg and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Arlo Barnett, Morehead State Public Radio News. All Things Considered from NPR is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.
At Locally, everything he did is normal, standard practice for scholars in this region and elsewhere.
Still, an American grad student accused of spying in Iran has been sentenced to 10 years in prison.
From Monday, July 17th, this is All Things Considered.
I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Next, how Iran has imprisoned many other American citizens using similar charges.
Later, it's been 10 years since Hamas took control of the Gaza Strip from rival group Fatah, and life for Gazans is getting worse.
I believe the split might become permanent and go into final separation between West Bank and Gaza.
And film director